Moody grass is bad. All of it's bad. And Coco, he cut it down like this morning, this evening, it's up again. You have to get the roots of it up.
Uh-huh. What the kinds of fences do people used to have?
Wooden fences, some of them wooden fences, call them a slat fence.
What did the slat fence look like?
Well, it was made out of slats, you call it rail fence, rail. That's what they call them. You had to cut the rail, split rails.
Uh-huh.
That was a slab I like in my hand, a little bit thicker than that hand. And be long, you nail them together, set posts down, and nail them to these posts.
It would go in and out like this? Or? Mm-hmm.
Some of them would go in and out, and then some of them would just be straight. Yeah, some of them would, let it lap them like that. Mm-hmm. Go in and out. I think they looked it pretty like that, but some of them didn't. Let's do this, nail them on the side of the post, you see.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a slat fence and rail fence were the same thing?
Mm-hmm, that's the same thing. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see something that came up to a point with boards that, up to a point and the boards would be going up this way, not...
Picket.
Huh?
Picket.
Uh-huh.
Picket fence. Uh-huh. Cut them off. Uh-huh. Yeah. I have made pickets.
Picket fence and slat fence are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah. Slats, you make it long like that. And the picket, you fix it like for a yard. And the slat fence was for the animals. Like,
mm-hmm.
For the stock.
What about the kind of fence that they have nowadays?
Nowadays, well, they have these, what they call them? What they call them now? Those wire fences.
Uh-huh.
That's what they put them on. Oh, what do they call them?
Those kind of twisted wire?
I can't think. Well, and those that we used to have barbed wire, they call it.
Uh-huh.
They had that wire. Those will stick you to.
If you were going to put up a barbed wire fence, you'd nail the wire to the
post.
Okay. Did you ever see a fence or a wall that was made out of loose stone or rock that you could get from a field?
Get from the field?
Mm-hmm.
No,
just stone or rock?
Oh, no, I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And say if you had a real nice set of dishes, they'd probably be made out of...
China.
Did you ever see an egg made out of that?
Egg?
Uh-huh. Mm-mm. Well, what would you call that?
Call what?
An egg made out of China.
China. Oh, China egg?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen them.
What would they be?
China. We used to have China eggs.
What?
Put on the end, make them think it's big, so try to get them to lay.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And this is something you could use for heating up water to boil clothes in.
Wash pot.
Okay. What about something that, something that you could heat up water to make hot tea in, had a spout to it?
Tea kettle.
Okay. Do people ever call the wash pot a kettle?
Wash kettle, uh-huh. Call it a wash kettle or wash pot.
Mm-hmm. And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...
Bucket of wine water.
Or if you had a fancy
mm-hmm.
thing for
yeah, a vase.
Okay. And if you were setting the table next to each plate, you'd give everyone
a glass.
Or to eat with, you'd give everyone a
fork.
Okay. And what else?
Fork, a knife, and a spoon.
Okay. And say if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Steak knives if you had them.
Okay.
If you didn't, you had to take the butcher knife. Yes.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go.
Yeah, and wash the dishes.
And you say, after she washes the dishes, then she...
Scalds the dishes.
Or... She runs clear of water over them and
mm-hmm. Rinse the dishes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.